Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and it's time for another 2024 college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Time now to take a look at the Villanova Wildcats. Villanova coming off a tremendous campaign in 2023, went 10-3, grabbed a piece of the Colonial Athletic Association title, and advanced to the national quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs. Hopes are high for more high-level success here in 2024, and I caught up with head coach Mark Ferrante to talk about his Wildcats. So as we are recording this on Monday, you are waist-deep into game week for the opener against Youngstown. But let's take a look back at camp. Did you get everything you wanted out of the camp? Get the boxes checked you needed to get checked?
Yes, I believe we did, Matt. It was a good camp. You know, we have a lot of maturity and experience coming back in certain positions, and then some of the younger guys in some of the other positions, you know, hopefully got the reps they needed to learn what they need to do and go out and execute it at a good fashion. So camp went well. Summer training, we think, went really well, and talking with Mike Tucker, our strength coach, and obviously all our positional coaches, and where we are right now, just a couple days away from the opener. I think we're going in the right direction, but we'll find out come Thursday.
Where do you feel the strengths are heading into this season? Where are the positions that are going to, you know, really carry the load for you if you get to where you want to go?
Well, on offense, we have three of the five starting linemen back, and then obviously Connor at quarterback. So there's the strengths of offense. We lost a lot of productivity with the two wideouts graduating and then the three running backs. But, you know, you got Sanchez back. So he had a really nice year last year. So he's the most experienced wideout we have coming back. We brought in a transfer, Devin Smith from North Carolina Central. He was their leading receiver a year ago. So that adds some maturity and experience in that position as well. And then we got some other guys, you know, Daniel Lopes and Nate Hill and, you know, all these guys, Kenyon Miles, that are up and coming, been in the program a little bit, and they're going to get their opportunities. And then the running back room is probably the bigger question mark right now, just with the youth and inexperience. The oldest guy in that room right now is a junior, Eli Smith. And then you got Isaiah Ragland, Jabril Mace, who are sophomores. Isaiah Wright, who's also a junior. And then you got Julian Glantz and the freshman coming in here, David Abbott. So a lot of youth in the back end behind the center as far as where the running backs are located. And we'll see how they do. But the sophomores got game experience last year. So hopefully they'll be able to pick up where the guys that graduated left off. And then we'll go from there. On defense, the second and third level is where we have a lot of experience, the linebacker core, and then the secondary, most primarily our safeties. You got Goodman, you got Potter, you got Ty Trinn, all those guys in the back end there that played a lot for us, and Sapp. Those guys are all juniors or grads. And then, you know, at the linebacker level, you have Bell and Hartzell back, leading tacklers from the previous couple seasons, along with Richie Kimmel and some older guys in that position, Turner Inge, Jordan Nelson. So we feel pretty good about those levels. We did lose some guys in graduation on the defensive line, but we do have a lot of guys that have played, you know, Obina Wobodo and Aiden Howard and Capri Martin. Those guys have played a lot for us. And we brought in another transfer in that position, Chuck Smith from Wofford. So he has a lot of experience. He's a grad as well from Wofford. So, you know, we're pretty good up front. We're going to rotate guys through there. The corner spot is the spot where, you know, there'll be some question marks. Tyrell Mims, who was elected one of our captains, along with Bell and Wobodo on defense, he's playing corner for us now. He's been a corner and safety, so he has a lot of experience in the back end. And then the other side, Ice Waxter is our guy who's returning, but probably going to miss this opening game. So, you know, until we get Ice back, we're going to have Zamir Dawu, who's a younger guy, and maybe a couple freshmen out there getting some time. So I would say the bigger question marks are running back and maybe corner, but some of the other positions have a wealth of experience coming back.
You mentioned Connor Watkins, your quarterback, who I think, if I saw correctly, preseason player of the year offensively for the conference, obviously had a great year last year. How much does having that talent and experience at quarterback, does it help you kind of nurse along inexperience in the backfield, you know, some new faces or some guys taking new roles on the outside? Like, I would imagine that kind of helps flatten the curve a little bit as far as he can lead them a little more than maybe if you had a new face at quarterback as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It helps tremendously. It's like having a coach on the field. You know, he'll get guys lined up correctly. He'll get guys going in the right direction. So, yeah, whenever you have an experienced quarterback like Connor coming back, that's all, obviously always the best place to start. So in the years I've been here, if we've had some lean years, and hopefully they're few and far between, it's usually because the play at quarterback wasn't where it needed to be. And the good years, we've always had a good guy behind center. So to have Connor back and to have his wealth of experience and his understanding of the game plan, and him and Coach Bowden been in the same room for a number of years now, so they kind of, you know what each other is thinking, that helps more than you know. And so Connor can get those young running backs going in the right direction, get them lined up correctly. And same thing with the wideouts. There's times where I'll see him move wideouts around. Hey, get a little tighter or move out a little wider and those types of things. That's always the best place to start. You want to start your season. Obviously, the games are always going to be won up front in the trenches. So we all know the importance of the offensive and defensive line position. But you need to have that guy behind center, and we're fortunate enough to have Connor back for his third year.
We need to take a break. We will have more of our conversation with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante in just a moment. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's get back to our college football preview, taking a look at the Villanova Wildcats and my conversation with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. How's it looking specialist-wise, special teams?
Yeah, special teams, you know, Nate Fondacaro did a great job for us over the years with his punting, and Matt Mercurial was our place kicker last year. They both were second-team, all-league-type players, so we did lose that as well. But we brought in another transfer there, Ethan Getman from Bryant, and he has a really strong leg, and this is the first time, and as long as I can remember, at least heading into the first game, that he's going to handle all three duties. He's going to do our kickoffs, he's going to be our punter and our place kicker. So I can't remember when the last time was that we may have had someone doing that, to be honest with you. We usually have one guy handling the punting, another guy handle the placements and so on, but he has a really strong leg. He's hit him well over 50 in practice, and his punts have been pretty good as well. And so we're excited to have Ethan in the program, backed up in the punting by Danny Mueller, and you know, backed up in the place kicking by either, trying to think who we have there. We're probably going to have Luke Myers, who's an incoming freshman. He's been doing a good job with the place kicking, as well as Sebastian Smith is on our roster. He's also a place kicker as well. So, but Getman's going to get the nod at all three positions, and he has a really strong leg. So now we're just anxious to see him in a game setting as opposed to practice.
How long does it take you to really have a good feel for what the group is capable of? Like, is that something you're at this point now, or is it something that takes a couple weeks in the regular season until you see how guys react in game situations, you know, to really feel confident of like, okay, this is what we're capable of, or this is what this person's capable of and such?
Yeah. So, you know, you have a lot of experienced guys back. So I think we have a pretty good understanding as to what some of them are capable of. Now it's a matter of them going out and doing it. As far as the young guys, there's still a couple guys in the wait and see category or the transfers, you know, from our perspective. I've said this before, sometimes as coaches, we're the last to know how this team is going. You know, what are they doing in the locker room? How are they hanging out with each other and getting along off the field away from practice? Right now, from what we can tell as a staff, we're going in a pretty good direction. But, you know, when we're there Thursday night in the first game, I'm sure we'll find out a few things about some of the guys and hopefully have some more answers as we go. And sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you might not know till it's over, you know, till the end of the year, and then be like, man, this team was a really close team and so on. Right now, we seem to have pretty good chemistry. They seem to be going in a good direction. The work ethic, energy, and all that stuff is there. Now we got to make sure the execution matches the energy when we get out in game time.
And that first game will be against Youngstown State, non-conference, but a team you played in the playoffs last year. How much does that familiarity help when you're starting a season against a non-conference opponent? Because it, you know, a lot of times it could be somebody you haven't faced in a decade or something like that. I would imagine that helped the prep a lot to actually have that recent film.
Yeah, it does and it doesn't. And the reason I say that is they lost some guys in the transfer portal. So they only have one returning starter from the team we played last year on defense. Wow. But on offense, they have seven returning starters. So I guess it depends which staff I'm talking to on the side of the ball, right? Our defensive guys are seeing a lot of guys from last year's film and last year's game against us that they're going to face again. Offensively, Coach Bowden and his staff over there are kind of getting ready for hopefully the schemes that we prepared against last year, but different personnel. So, and then they have a new special team coordinator. So our focus usually is and has always been, how are we doing? You know, especially in an opener, a team you don't have a lot of familiarity with, although we have more in this one than maybe some others, just for the fact that we did play them last year at the end of the season in the second round of the playoffs. So, but, you know, it was their last game. So they played that game, and now they're playing their first game against the same opponent as well. So I'm sure they'll come in here ready to go, hoping to, you know, pay us back from what occurred a year ago. But, you know, our focus has to be going into the first game, regardless of who you're playing, is what's our execution like and how are we doing? And then you're always going to have to make some game day adjustments. And some of the adjustments we're going to make are probably going to come in special teams because they have a new coordinator there. And then maybe with what their personnel is like on defense, because we're not real familiar with who they're going to be lining up.
And that will do it for this college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante for taking the time to chat. Now, Villanova's opener with Youngstown State, that is set for Thursday night, August 29th at Villanova Stadium. It will be a 6 o'clock kickoff on the main line. My name is Matt Leon. Another college football preview will be coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.